Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of our God, recorded in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 1 to 3. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear, and come to me, hear me, that your soul may live. Have you ever heard the axioms, "There's no such thing as a free lunch," or "You get what you pay for"? We would have to agree that usually those sayings are true. Everything comes with a cost. When someone offers us something for free, we're automatically skeptical, aren't we? We've been burned one too many times before, so we think to ourselves, what's the hidden cost? It must not be that valuable if someone is willing to give it away for free. Is that your initial reaction to God's invitation to you in our verses for today? Wine and milk are not inexpensive. The richest of fare can't come without cost. God is offering a deal that sounds too good to be true, isn't he? It goes against all of our natural sensibilities. We have to do something to get something. We're going to end up paying for it in the end, right? That's just how the world works. If you feel like this offer sounds too good to be true, you're right. We don't deserve anything that God offers here. Even if we had all the money in the world, we could never pay enough to buy what God offers us. Only one person could pay the price. Only one person could do what was required, and that person is Jesus. Jesus earned the salvation of the world by his perfect life on earth, and then he paid the cost for the sins of the world with his innocent death. God offers all the benefits of Jesus' work to you as a free gift. He gives you life for your soul. Everyone in this world is spiritually bankrupt. Everyone is thirsting for salvation. There are all sorts of earthly, sugary solutions that will not satisfy. But God offers the good food of salvation in the good news about Jesus. You get what Jesus paid for. It's the richest of fare. It will always satisfy. And unlike your lunch, it really is yours for free. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.